This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I got a bunch of calls on the line, so I'm going to get right into it. No dialogue. Let's just go. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in Portland.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Couple small things, but one of the basic things is I am trying to grow boysenberry plants.
Okay.
And the people who I bought them from said I need to fertilize them with 20-20-20. I have no luck finding such a fertilizer. Do I mix them together to get that number or whatever? And so, I guess the other thing is, what the hell was it? Oh, we've got a lot of mildew on a lot of our squash and pepper and things plants.
Yep.
And we've been just cutting leaves prophetically. I mean, it's like, what the hell's going on? Can the soil hold the moisture to make that problem?
Yeah, so it definitely can. Let's start with the 20-20-20 fertilizer.
Yep.
Probably your best bet to find it in a liquid form would be Jack's Classic.
Okay.
It used to be Peters, J.R. Peters on the label, but they went to a retail label. So
okay.
It's Jack's Classic. It comes in like a Tupperware container, like a small Tupperware container. That's the best 20-20-20 out there.
Okay.
Liquid fertilizer. When you start mixing things, you look at percentages and see it can be, it might not work out to be 20-20-20, even though the numbers match up. It's going to depend upon how much is actually water soluble versus insoluble. So it could change a little bit. So
sure, I understand.
Mixing it, I get nervous. So, but the best one is Jack's Classic. If you can't find it at a store, online definitely has it.
I got you covered.
Okay. Now, the mildew. Right, you're doing the right thing when it comes to thinning out the leaves and getting the leaves. But what's happening is, it sits in the plant. Even though you get the majority of the leaves that are covered, the other ones around it can still have it but not be showing. So what I'd look for you to be using is the organic fungicide from Bonide. It's called Revitalize. Okay, so you've probably heard of the copper fungicide.
Yes, I have.
But
yeah,
I've used it before. This one is called Revitalize. It's a newer form of a. It's like a better form of copper fungicide.
Okay.
The reason being is a couple things. Copper fungicide, even if you've washed it and sprayed it a period prior to the fruit being there, you can taste a little bit of the copper, just like a tinge of it.
whereas the Revitalize doesn't have that copper. The copper's not going to hurt you. It's not going to harm you yourself, but it just takes away a little bit from the taste,
okay.
Right? So the Revitalize will help with the mildew, all those things. So what I'd like to see you do is, especially unlike the peppers, is basically lollipop the peppers, right? And what I mean by that is basically when you look at it, it's going to have a stick on the bottom and then all the leaves up top. So it looks like a lollipop, right?
Because
the idea that happens as well is when we're watering, the water hits the ground and can bounce up. Even if we use a soaker hose or anything, it can bounce. And what it does is the water sits underneath the leaves on the lower parts. Excuse me. And then the humidity comes in, keeps the moisture in the air in that, and creates the fungus. So what I'd look to do for like the squash is any of the leaves that are kind of just sitting on the ground, you know, they a lot of them are going to be that way, but some of the lower ones, thin those out too.
Sure.
And then spray the Revitalize all over the plants.
I got you covered. Okay.
So this not only helps get rid of it, but the long-term effect of it can help prevent it, because this isn't your typical, this isn't like a spray that doesn't have residual. This is a bacillus, so it is a type of, it's a type of biofungicide, so bacteria. It actually goes into the plant and will help. What it does is it colonizes the plant root hairs, preventing the establishment of these diseases and bacterias. So, you know, it's a number of years old, but it's newer, and I found that it is a lot better when it comes to organic, because we know with organics, they don't have a long residual, whereas this one, being a bacillus, has a longer residual for the plant and can not only help correct, but it can help prevent. So I'd look to almost switch over to this for any of your organic fungicides, for anything that you do, just because I feel as though it has a bit more of a residual to it. The long-term effects are better for the plant, taste effects. You'll see a lot more people using it who are into organics because of the fruit, because they just don't taste it. That was the downfall of copper fungicide. Copper fungicide works, but it just leaves an aftertaste that you just don't want to have to taste on the fruit or vegetables that you're eating.
I got you covered. I got you covered. Okay. All right. Fine. One other, which is not really quick, but it could be quick, and that is my Pinky Winky.
Yeah.
I've been playing with her now since the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And through some magic moment, one of the limbs came back to life big time, but the other limbs are just dead.
Yep.
Now, I've had to cut it so bad that my wife said to me, God, are we going to get flowers from Pinky Winky? But I told her, well, we already got the pod for flowers already for Pinky Winky, and I'm saying there's something strange here because this is too early for flowers for Pinky Winky.
Yeah, definitely. So, it's early.
Yeah, it is really early. So I need to figure out a way to stimulate the other branches, if I can, because I cut them back to a point where, if I'm lucky, I might be able to, if I put the right stuff in the soil, to exercise it or get it to wake up and die right, is the expression that I use.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I did some cuttings, then I'll just run this by you. I did some cuttings, and I could see on one of the cuttings, which is about an inch to 2 inches in diameter. And instead of the green vein, it's black. And I'm saying, I bet you that's what the root cause of all these problems is. That stem is dead, 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 and there's nothing I'm going to do to revise it. What is your take?
Yeah, no, it definitely kind of sounds it. What I would really look to do with the plants, you know, you've cut them back, which is good because dead branches or branches that are not viable only take away from the rest of the plant, right?
Sure.
It's basically slowing down any production you're going to have. So it's definitely a good thing. What I would look to be doing is try to stimulate it with a and I think we've already talked about using like a super phosphate or a something like a bloom booster. I mean, mm-hmm. you could use, if you find that 20-20-20,
yep.
You could try using it on the plant because the liquid form of it is more readily available for the plant than if it's in a granular form, right?
Okay, so sure.
That might actually help a bit. So okay. Try that out.
Okay.
I think the one stem or the one section that is growing like that will thrive because of this, but you might get some other growth out of it.
Okay.
You know, just because it's not doing well on one side right now doesn't mean next year it might not come back.
Yeah,
if
you.
The plant's that viable, which I think it is, it could be all right.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll get back to you later. But one thing I wanted to say is that your dad told us about the trick about propagating acid-loving plants.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest #1 national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, Bob was talking to us right at the end there, something about my father, so call back next week. Bob, like always, we'll start out with that one, but I appreciate your call, so have a great week. We're going to go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Eleanor had called before and dropped, but she's back. Eleanor's in South Maine.
Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yep. Good morning, Patrick. 2 quick questions.
Sure.
I've been missing your daily or weekly emails, and I know you talked about the Montauk Daisy cutting
yes.
it back.
Yes.
I just didn't get how I have 2 beautiful bushes, but how much do I take off?
Well, so the Montauk daisies, you should be cutting them now, right?
Yes. For
that time
right.
frame. I cut mine 2 weeks ago, almost 2 weeks ago at this point.
Okay.
And I cut it back so it was about 12 to 18 inches, more like 12 inches all the way around.
So you took off 12 inches?
No, I cut it back to...
Back to, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so...
That's when a lot.
I completely understand because when I cut it, I was like, I know I'm supposed to do this. I know this is what I'm supposed to do. You know, you cut it back to this amount. Like, I double-checked online because I was like, you know, if I cut to this, this is a lot. And so I looked at it because I have never personally grown Montauk daisies. The house we bought had them in the backyard. And last year, they were very, like, just, there was a lot of gaps in between the leaves, everything. It just, we got the house in September, so it was the end of the year, so nothing had been done to them.
Okay.
And so I looked at them, I'm like, they kind of look better than that. So I followed everything to a T. I'll tell you, right now, didn't look very good. I'm not going to lie. I cut back because what happens is when they get this height right now, the inside leaves start to turn yellow a little bit because they're not getting the sun. And so it doesn't look like much. It looks like literally a deer or something came in and just ate everything over it. But I know it's going to be okay.
Okay.
So it's listen, I look at it every day. I cut it a couple days before I went away. And when I got back, I was like, all right, there's going to be something here. No, it looks identical. But I'll tell you, it will work. It will work
okay.
for you.
I'll take your word for it, Patrick. So cut it to about 14 inches high.
Yeah, that would be fine to okay. do.
All right.
I know it sounds like a lot, especially with the heat coming. What I would look for you to do is before you do any pruning of it, look to water it, right?
Yeah.
And water it thoroughly.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's just... what it's doing is the plant, when you cut it, it's going to go into shock a bit and try to absorb water, and versus, you know, if there's nothing there, it's absorbing air, right?
Right.
So watering it is definitely going to help it with any of the transplant. It's not transplant. It's just shock at this point, right? But I'll tell you, what it does is it helps the bloom period for the fall be stronger and fuller, because your plant is going to rejuvenate, and then it's going to get to the way you need and only get that 3 foot tall, 3 foot wide mound versus, you know, for some reason getting up 4 or 5 feet, right? Because sometimes if you let it go, it's just going to stretch and keep going. It might even bloom earlier than what we want it to bloom. So I am 100% there with you looking at it and saying, really? Yeah. Do I need to? I'm there with you, but it does need to be done. I know you have some more questions, so I want you to hang tight because I want to answer those too. Kind of went off a little bit on them. So hang tight with me, okay?
Just cutting back poppies. Yep. Okay.
Great. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. For everyone else, our number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News.
The police chief of the district where the shocking killing of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe took place admitted that there were, quote, problems with the safety measures taken and took full responsibility for the lapse that led to Abe's death. This comes after a 41-year-old man has been taken into custody when he allegedly used a homemade firearm to gun down Abe in front of a crowd watching him deliver a campaign speech. Investigators are reporting the man targeted Abe because he suspected he had ties to a religious group that took, quote, a huge donation from his mother. It's also being noted that the suspect told police the killing had nothing to do with politics. This is USA Radio News. Arizona has passed a new law.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey has signed off on a law that restricts how the public can record police officers. The law makes it a misdemeanor to knowingly record officers 8 feet or closer without the officer's permission. The measure has been opposed by civil rights and media groups. David Lloyd is with the First Amendment Center. He spoke with News Nation.
That is a content-based restriction on speech. It specifically targets video recording of law enforcement activity. It does not say you may not approach within 8 feet for any purpose. It says you may not approach within 8 feet for the purpose of making a video record.
The law goes into effect in September. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A new tropical storm formed far off Mexico's Pacific coast on Saturday, all the while Hurricane Bonnie is fading. Forecasters said the storm is likely to become a hurricane on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Eleanor. We discussed the Montauk daisies. Now, I know you had said something about poppies. Is that what you, your next question?
Right, yes. The poppies were outstanding a few weeks ago. When can or should they be cut back?
Okay.
Because they're messy in the garden, but, just didn't want to cut them back too soon.
Gotcha. So, with the poppies, the time for you to cut them back is when they start to turn, like the leaves, start to turn brown and the stems start to turn black. Okay. So the stems themselves will start to turn black. That's the biggest thing here. So a couple things. Now, if you're up for it, you can actually harvest some of the seeds from the poppies. Some of the poppies, what'll happen is at the end of the stem, once it's done flowering, can create seed pods, right?
Yes.
You'll notice.
Oh, yeah.
So if they're still on there, great. Mm-hmm. And what you can do is at this point, what you wait for those pods to start to turn beige. Okay?
Okay.
You know, they started off as like a green.
Sure.
But you want them to start to turn beige. That's when they are viable and ready to harvest. If the seed, so what you can do as a test, right? Because each pod has like 50, 60, 70 seeds.
Yeah. Right.
So if you try one out, you're not going to lose seeds. Anyway, so you could open one up if the seeds inside are still green, then it's not ready to harvest yet. So there's two thoughts on this. If you want to harvest the seeds for use,
then you wait on cutting anything until those pods have turned beige. If you just want to cut them and you're saying, well, I can buy seeds for less work, right? Then once the stems start to turn black, that's when you can cut them down.
Okay.
And you want to cut them to about 3 inches above the ground. Don't cut them all the way to the ground, because what will happen is the stem will actually start to decompose a little bit and then go back into the plant, into like the root system itself. And then next year, new shoots will start to pop up and the growth cycle will start over again.
Okay.
So just look to use sharp pruning shears. The reason why is when they're not sharp or they have like ragged edges, or if we kind of, when you're cutting, it almost rips at them versus cutting, it can affect the way it dies back. It can just affect the long-term effect of it. So make sure your shears are clean and they are, at least there's no ragged edges on the shears, right? It just makes a nice, cleaner cut and better for the plant long term.
Your dad always said, clean your tools. So
it definitely
done that. Okay, Patrick, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
No problem, Eleanor. Have a great one.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, to go back a little bit to that Montauk daisy, you know, I know, maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit when it comes to the Montauk daisy and the pruning and everything, but I'll tell you, I'm nervous, right? If you don't pinch the plant, though, if you don't cut it back like you're supposed to around July 4th, The plants will start to flower throughout the summer. If that's what you want, then don't cut it back. But the idea behind the Montauk daisy is a late flowering plant. So you have something later in the season. So just keep that in mind. You know, I'm looking at it and the yellow leaves on the lower parts are still there, but I know eventually what's going to happen, those yellow leaves will drop, the rest of the plant will start to fill out, and it will keep going. But it's the right time to do it. We do it once early spring, where we cut it about, you know, 6 inches from the ground. So that's the first pruning early spring, right? Then we cut it again. And depending upon, you know, how you want to keep it, you can cut it down to about 12, 14, 16, 18 inches, and then it will regrow. The other thing that I want people to think about when it comes to Montauk daisies is every 3 to 4 years, you can split them and move them in other parts, because they get so big, sometimes they become too woody. And you feel even worse pruning them back. But every 3 to 4 years, you can separate those Montauk daisies and have multiple plants. But I'll tell you, pruning them now, the rewards in the fall are going to be so much for you. So just wanted to go back over it a little bit. I'm there with you when it looks like, oh no, I don't want to prune this. It's going to ruin it. I'm right there. I have that feeling in your gut. You're like, oh no. It just has to happen. It is what it is. Anyways, if you have questions, call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Now, a lot of our plants, we're going into the very hot season. Tomatoes in general, I want you to know a few things that I learned a few years ago. When we get into the 90-degree temperatures, and when it's consistently above 85, tomatoes slow down. So even the ones that you started early that might have fruit on it, that might be, you're thinking, all right, I've had them in for X amount of days, they should be starting to orange out. It's not going to happen with this warm weather. You know, a few might here and there, but just realize, and it's not just tomatoes, it's a lot of these fruits and vegetables, is they will slow down in the heat. They have the heat has the opposite effect of the growing season. It's almost like it's too cold. It's the same type. But what it does is it slows the plant down. The plant goes into survival mode. Kind of stops pushing energy into the rest of the plant. So what also happens is the plants are more susceptible at this time for the powdery mildews because it's not focusing a lot. It's shutting down a bit. The other reason why it's more susceptible for the powdery mildews and squashes, all these things, is because of the humidity in the air. The humidity in the air is putting moisture, so moisture is sitting on the leaves. So if we don't have any windy days or any airflow, it doesn't dry out the leaves and it creates the fungus on there. So this is the time frame where tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, anything that kind of has that look to it, right? It's on a stem, it bushes out. I want you to thin out some of the leaves. For the next couple weeks, it's going to help your plants. Because the airflow will get through there. Leaves aren't touching other leaves sitting there. Condensation sitting in between causing this fungus. So thinning them out a bit is not going to harm the plants, the long-term effects of it. Like a tomato plant, you should have already thinned out the majority of the lower branches. So we know the fruit is always higher up. Right? It's not on the lower branches. So removing some of those isn't going to hurt the plant. The other thing I want you to be doing is if you're using a sprinkler in the garden at this point, especially when we have this heat and humidity, water by hand or with a soaker hose if you can. Because the sprinkler, what it's doing is the water sitting on top of it. The sun hits it. The plant is, and I'm not going to call it dormant because it's not dormant. It'll still grow. But the heat will hit it. The plant doesn't have as much energy. And it can burn some of the leaves. So that's something to be thinking about this time of year when we get into the warm part of the season. Now this year is completely different than last year. Look at last year compared to this year already in July. Last July, it was raining all the time. We had already gotten a couple hurricanes or tropical storms into the area. Now, last year around this time, I was on Martha's Vineyard. And we were there when a tropical storm came through. And then it seemed to rain for most of July and August. So this is, it almost seems like, based on just looking at the long-term forecast, this is the different year. Obviously, they're all different years. But this year, it's not going to be water from nature, you know, natural rain causing some of these fungicides. It will be us doing it. So just because it's warmer, I know you have to water, but be careful on how you do it. Watering from up above leaves moisture on the leaves and can cause the fungus, especially with the humidity and the heat. So just something to think about. I just want you to keep that in mind while you're tending to your vegetable gardens this time of year. We kind of have to change the way we are thinking on it. So the plants that you have, thinning out some of the leaves. Any of the leaves that are sitting on the ground, like a squash, like a squash plant's going to be like a zucchini, summer squash, those things. Those are going to be a little bit, you know, different than if you were looking at a watermelon. Watermelons, they grow on the ground. So that's, we're not talking the watermelons or cantaloupes, those things. We're looking more for like a zucchini, a squash, a summer squash, those types. Getting rid of some of the lower leaves that are just sitting on the ground so that when the water, when you water, the water goes on top of them creating the fungus. And that's how it will go to the rest of the plant. So as I was saying to Bob earlier, use a product called Revitalize. If you start to get any of the powdery mildew, Revitalize is a better product than copper fungicide when it comes to your edible fruit or vegetables. It doesn't leave that coppery taste on it, even when, whereas the copper fungicide, sometimes even when you water it off, it doesn't taste it. You can still taste it. So, just some things to think about. We got a couple more hours in the show, so definitely give us a call here. We'll do everything we can to help you out. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist. Here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We've got plenty of time left in the show, so if you have some questions, go ahead and give us a call, and we'll be here to do everything we can to help you out. Plenty of time, like I said, in the show left. It's almost 8 o'clock Eastern time. I'm here till 10, so we have 2 hours, so call us if you have some questions. Now, we were talking about fruits, we were talking about vegetables. You know, what else can we be doing at this point? Now, you know, when I think of summer, I think of mosquitoes. I think of trying to be outside and enjoying it, but it's like, oh man, I got to put the bug spray on. What can I do? Well, so a couple weeks ago, we had a representative from Summit Responsible Solutions on, talking about the different things to do. You know, cleaning the areas up where water can sit, right? Cleaning your rain barrels, your gutters, the bird baths, right? And using the different products to help prevent the mosquitoes from getting to you. Now, I am a big fan of the mosquito bits. The mosquito bits I know have worked well. I've seen them work. They actually use the exact same bits here in Chelmsford where I live in a lot of the different areas where water sits. In April, maybe it was closer to May, but April, there were helicopters all over town. There was one helicopter, really. But dropping these bits into those water areas to help prevent more mosquitoes and insects. So, it's definitely something to be looking at. You can also look at the mosquito dunks. Right, dunks take a little bit longer to break down, but they do, you know, a couple different things. So the mosquito bits to me are in the thicker, the, you know, waterways, different areas. The mosquito dunks, you can be using those in like something like a rain barrel that's going to be just sitting more, or something that has a bigger square footage of water, right? These dunks themselves, each dunk covers up to 100 square feet of water, regardless of the depth. So you don't have to worry about like cubic feet. You can worry about square footage. So a 10 by 10 section of water, you can put this in there and it'll last 30 days in there. Slowly dissolves and releases the bacterium, which is toxic to all species of the larvae, right? So it's perfect. What else can you be doing? In the back of my house, to the point, we have one area that's all grass, and then behind it's all woods. So the past few days, what have I done? I have cut all the understory. I've cut all the branches up as high as I can, and then gotten rid of a lot of the leaves and moved them as far away from the property as possible, because a lot of the leaves were starting to compost, so the center was warm and wet. Obviously, it's warm, but it was wet. The water was sitting there because I had put so much in some areas. So mosquitoes were just popping up through there because they can go at small parts of it. So that's another thing you can be doing, is cleaning areas where leaves are just sitting or where moisture sits. Now, why did I clean, you know, the branches up, and why did I do these things? Because I wanted more sunlight to hit in there so it would dry quicker. It would stay a little bit drier. Now, well behind my house, about 500 yards, maybe it's 500 yards at this point, there's a water area, like a wetland. And so I know mosquitoes are going to be coming off of that, so I'm just trying to help prevent it. So I'll be using some of the spray that they have. They have a mosquito and gnat barrier spray, comes in a concentrate, or a hose end sprayer. Tick and flea spray, it's the same active ingredient here. These ones have permethrin in it. Can work up to 4 weeks. So it's not just insects, but it'll get rid of ticks and fleas outdoors. So I'll be using that as another preventative. So look into it. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. Give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Take that break.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Come.